that a boyal nida is not like the isha itself, the nida. The verse says loy. Maybe no, that's not the condition of brayso. Liyoyla lo tumasim. Maybe really the brayso is just telling us that both of them are tummy for 7 days. Although the kasha was treated whatever nida is for, and seifa itzrich loy. The seifa tells us that what ela shachom mimenu boyal nida shematama mishkav moishiv betuma kalo lo tuma oichlo lemashkim. The end of the brayso is what we need. The pshita, they both have tumah 7 days, that's pshita. Now, telling us there's a chaymadon of a boyal nida over tumah meis, that a boyal nida, a man that was boyal nisha nidon, those 7 days, he's so tumah that he's matama mishka b'moshev, anything he sits on and lies on, he's matamarit, v'tumah kala, with a small tumah, letameh oichlo lemashkin. That thing is not like an ava tumah, it could be matama person. It's only like a tumah kalam. Let's say it sits on a chair. That chair becomes tummy now that it could be matama oichlin or mashkin. That's called tumah kalam. But that chair is not so chamer to be matama man. A nida herself, when she sits on a chair, her mishkav is mamashinava tumah. That if a man touches it, he becomes tummy. But a boyal nida, his mishkav is not so strong as the ish itself. His mishkav is only the tumah kalam. It makes it like a tumah, true, for what? For oichlin or mashkin touches it. So that's the chiddush. That a boyal nida has this din more than a tumi meis.
All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding up vavam abeis. You go in the middle of the shiloh, a boyal nida, a man that's boyal nisha, she's a nida, so we say he's tumi for 7 days. The shiloh is, could he be table by daytime or only by nighttime like a nida is? That was the shiloh in the Gemara. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from a brisa that says that boyal nida is ketame meis. So it says, my love, l'tfilo, that just like a tome meis, he could be table in the mikvah on the seventh day, who would be in a boil nida? So Mara says, no, it could be a boil nida has a din like a nida only at night time. Now the chiddush is, that it's only tome for 7 days like a tome meis. So Mara asked, that was pshita. So Mara says, seif itzrich lei. Elo wat shechomor mimenu boil nida, shematama mishkav u'moshov, betum lakala letame oichlin u'mashkin. That the seif is telling us the chiddush, that the boil nida in one prat is more chomer than a tummy mace. A tummy mace, if he sits on something, he doesn't make a tumas mishka b'moshev. It's only what he touches, like Rashi says. Shematama mishka b'moshev. Afilu eser mutzois zu agav zu. You have like 10 sheets, one on top of another. The tummy mace ain't a matam elamaga. If a person that touched a mace, even though he's an avatomo, he only is matam with something that he touches. But if he's on top of 10 sheets, the bottom sheet, or the even one underneath the first one, doesn't become tumah. There's no tumas mishkav amoshev. Mashenkin by a boyal nida, he has this chaymer that what he sits on, even though it's underneath him, he's not touching it, still it becomes tummy. But the chiddush is not mamish like a nida, that the mishkav of a nida is an ava tumah to matama person also, but rather it only makes a tumas kalam. That if oichlin amashkim touch that chair or touch what he sat on, becomes tummy, but not a person. Like Rashi says, "Letame oichlin amashkin, v'loy metame odin v'kelim, kishar kol oisei mishka v'moshev." We're going zav v'zav of a nida. A real nida, when she sits on something, it becomes like an avatuma, that it's even metame a person and odin. Or mitzvah shetumosam avatuma letame yodin v'kelim. That's by a real zav v'zav of a nida. Avoboyo nida, ksivvei kol ha-mishka v'shiyishka v'olov yitma, is nitko yakosu mituma chamura, the mishkav nida atzma shematam modin gersei b'chol hashigav b'mishkavah v'hil b'tum akal ol tam yechlo namashkin. The apostle is telling it, takes it out of the first parsha of the nida to give it its own din, that it's only metam o'ichlo namashkin. Because dina tzmuya chamura lishne kromineh. If a boil nida would have the same halach like a nida, the Torah should have kept quiet. V'ano yedana de mishkav etom eki mishkav nida. So aksiv et heini dos yolov. The Torah says that a boil nida has the tum of a nida. So what does the Torah have to say? It's mishkav is tamei. And Lamar told us the Chiddush that the mishkav of a boyal nida is not the same thing like a nida. A nida's mishkav is an avatumah. A boyal nida's mishkav only can make oichlin or mashkim tamei, but it cannot be matamin odim. Toshma. So back to our shayla. What's the loch of a man that's boyal nisha to nida that he's tamei 7 days? Could he be tovel in the mikvah on the seventh day, or does he have to wait till the night of the seventh day? Toshma. The Toni Rebbe Chiya. Ha'azav yazova, a man that's a zav, or else an isha that's a zova. V'ya mitzorah, someone has mitzoras, or mitzoras, an isha had mitzoras, or boyal nida, a man that was boyal nisha, that she's a nida. the tummy nace, or else the person that touched the mace, he's tummy for 7 days. But I call upon him after the 7 days is tfilos and beyoin. They have a right to be terrible in the nikvah beyoin by daytime. To see clearly, a boil nida is not as chomer as the nida itself, but he could be terrible at the daytime on the 7th day. Mashenke nida violetis, mashenke nisha, that's a nida, or when she gives birth, even if she didn't see any dam, just the fact she gave birth is tfilos and belailam. Then after the 7 days for a nida, or else you'll let this depends, when the cave it's 14 days, for Zachar 7 days, then she can be tevil Dafka Balayla. It's Tiyufta. I call upon him, it's Tiyufta, according to the man Diyoma, that wanted to say that a boil nida has the same halacha like an Isha nida, that he could only be tevil at night time. Here it's enough in the Bryce, it says not like that, that a boil nida could be tevil the daytime. Yeah. So maybe it's good poshet, why we're only mafresh to Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance. Because even if the day, night before, he was boil a sophic nida, our kopon will come to 7th day, he can be tabled by daytime. Therefore, at night time, it's a hair of shemesh already. So by Yom Kippur, he's Torah legamri. So the more now, Nukasha. The yad shato mafrishoi, mitumas besoi, why does the Mishnah say there's a mitzvah to take the Kohen Gadol away from his wife the 7 days before Yom Kippur? Hafrishu mitumas hameis. Why aren't we afraid that maybe he'll touch a person that has tumas mace on him? Or maybe he'll come in contact with people, and maybe somebody will die right in front of the Kohen Gadol, and make the Kohen Gadol tummy. The Chuda should be a takona that nobody should be able to touch the Kohen Gadol those 7 days. He's, why aren't we afraid somebody will die right in front of the Kohen Gadol? Like Rashi says, V'yad shatum afrishoy mitumas beisoy, v'shar kolodim nichnos in v'yotzim etzloim. The Mishnah only says take him away from his wife, but anybody else could come in and give him shalom aleichem and talk to him. Is hefrishay mitumas meis? Why aren't we afraid to take the Kohen Gadol away from any chashash to become tummy from a tummy meis? V'loy hei kol adam nechnasim v'yotzim etzloy. Nobody should be allowed to go near the Kohen Gadol these 7 days. Shem yomus meis olav. Maybe the person that comes to visit the Kohen Gadol will die, and he'll touch the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol will become tummy. Or else other people say, in the first one say, that maybe somebody come in to see him, that person is a tummy mace, and it'll be matam with the Kohen. So why does the Mishnah only worry about taking the Kohen Gadol away from his wife? Why aren't we afraid that he shouldn't see anybody? Nobody should come near him those 7 days, the day nobody should die or touch him when they're a tummy mace. And the Mefreshim on the Dayik, that it doesn't have to cash like do both. The Chura in this Takana would be both. The Takana now is nobody should come near him. So included in nobody is his wife also. So that it's like this one new takana should be, that nobody at all should be able to come near the Kohen Gadol. Not only his wife, but who I did, nobody should be able to come near him. Now the Gemara, Amad Amar Rav Tachlipam, Avu the Rav Huna, Mishmei the Rava, that Zaysa Meris, from our Mishnah it's a Raya, that Tumes Hameis, Hutra Hi B'tzibur. That no, it's Hutra. And what are we afraid? Maybe the Kohen Gadol will touch a mace. Even if the Kohen Gadol touches a mace, he has tumas mace on him. So even though Samuzli is not allowed to come into the Beis Hamikdash, but since on Yom Kippur, what the Kohen Gadol does is taking care of the avodas of the tzibur, he's doing the kabbonos of the tzibur, the klal is tumas mace is hutra b'tzibur. Anything you're doing, any korban you bring it for the tzarech of the tzibur, even though you're a tumas mace, still you're allowed to do it. And not only is it the chuya, but it's hutra. Hutra means it's hutra legamri. You don't have to worry about it. Even if you could get out of it, you don't have to worry about getting out of it. It's mamash hutra, it's heter gomer, it's mutter to do it. Therefore, we don't have to be afraid about the Kohen Gadol the 7 days before him to take away everybody that they shouldn't touch him if they're a tamines. No, even if he does become a tamines, so what? It's hutra hi b'tzibur. That's what Rav Tachlifa Abud Rav Huna said, the name of Rava. So Rashi says, hutra hi b'tzibur, k'dechtiv agadash and apostle we had him sochim, that ish nidche, v'yein tzibur idochim. By Pesach Sheni, the Pesach says, if a person is Tomei, he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. V'yein Tzibur, but if the Tzibur is Tomei, they're allowed to bring the Pesach Rishon. V'yein Matkipur, the Trashi, Kula, Korban Tzibur. All the Korbanos the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur are considered like a Korban Tzibur. So therefore, it's Hutra B'Tzibur. So even if the Kohen is Tomei Meis, so what? Still he's allowed to do the Avodah. Rashi asks the Kasha, I, V'yaf Korban Shaloi, Zeiches Tumah. But I call upon him on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to bring a par and the aisle for himself. That's like a korban yochid. It's his own private korban. So if the Kohen Gadol is a tummy mace, How can he bring his own karbonis? So Rashi says, the yaf karbon shaloi doichi as a tumah. It's still allowed to do it, even though he's tumah. Why? Shereiz man le kavua. That's one reason. About this korban, the zman kavua, it has to be brought today. Mashm, any korban that has a zman kavua, it has to be brought at that time. It's hutra b'tzibur. It's hutra b'tumah. If you decide why a korban pesach or the korban tzibur is hutra b'tzibur, the tumah is because the korban has to be brought today. So any korban that has a chiyuv on this zman that has to be brought today, it's mutter to do it even though you tell me. Here also the kohen gadol, even though he has a chiyuv to bring his own tribe with two korbanos. But those korbanos have a chiyuv to be brought today. So since it's a zman kavua, it's also hutra b'tumah. Another teretz is the korbanoi, or the ritvos geres should be the ukarban tzib of a korban tzibur toli boy. The geres should be the korbanum, a tluya boy. Another svara that even though the kohen gadol brings two private korbanos, but the korban tzibur that he brings for the tzibur are toli in his korbanos. That if he doesn't bring his own two korbanos, he can't bring the korban for the tzibur. Now the avodas yom kippur are toli zeh b'zeh. So since we need his korban for the sake of the tzibur, because if the kohen gadol doesn't bring his own two korbanos, then he can't bring the other korbanos for the tzibur. So it's melech also considered like a korban tzibur. These are two terutz in Rashi says. It's the korban and tluya boy. The other korbanos, the korban tzibur, is totally in his private korban. So therefore his private korban also has a lochom like a korban tzibur, and therefore he could bring it even though he's tummy. So therefore we're not afraid if the kohen gadol will become tummy. Even if it becomes tumah neis, so what? Still, he could do the avoid on Yom Kippur. We only afraid if it be a boil nidah, then we're afraid. Or else it be, because if it's a boil nidah, then he's tummy for 7 days. And tumas nidah is not hutra b'tzibur. It's not hutra by karbonis. It's only tumas neis that's hutra by a korban. So that's what Robert said. Ravina Amar, Ravina says no. Afilu teima tumas neis dechuyihi b'tzibur. Afilu, you want to tell me that the korban tzibur is allowed to be brought for tumah? It's not the pshat, it's hutra, it's mama shehefi, you're allowed to do it. It's only the chuyah. That means if you have no other way out, you're allowed to do it that way. But metchilu, if you have a way to do it b'tayra, your badafka is supposed to do it b'tayra. Like we'll soon say, that's the machlokes. So Ravina is saying, Afilu, you want to tell me the din is tumah is only dechuyihi b'tzibur. So the mail of the kasher is then that lechatchila you're not supposed to do it for tumah. So then why don't we have a takon in the Mishnah that a kohen gadol should stay away from everybody, today nobody should die next to him, or he shouldn't touch the person that has tumas meis? The teretz is tumas hameis leshchiach. That's not shchiach. Not shchiach. You want to make a takon, nobody could come in contact with the kohen gadol those 7 days, because we're afraid maybe they'll die. That's not shchiach. A live person that comes to speak to the kohen gadol, we're not talking about a geisus, a guy that's dying and he's sick. So I'm not a healthy person. It's not shchiach, a healthy person, all of a sudden to die in front of the kohen gadol. So therefore, tumas meis is called lo shchiach. Ma'ashen kein tumas beis shchicha. After our Mishnah is afraid that maybe he'll be with his wife and she'll become a neder right after the tashmis or b'shas tashmis, that's called more shchiach. So it just speaks out, not that this is really shchiach, this happens often. Havad, it doesn't happen so often either, that b'shas tashmis, your wife should become a neder. Just means this is more shchiach, this can happen more often than a case that a person would die when he stopped talking to the kohen gadol. Like that's lo shchiach klal, that to ask the people not to come to speak with the kohen gadol, to touch him, that maybe they'll die, that's not shchiach at all. Mashenkin for his wife to become a neder, that could happen, that's possible, could happen. Even though it's also not so shchiach. But it's more shchiach than somebody dying in front of the kohen gadol. Therefore, the Mishnah only makes a takono if we're afraid of his wife, that he has to stay away from his wife for 7 days. Mashenkin, during those 7 days, whoever wants to, could talk to kohen gadol, could talk to people, be in contact with people. So tomorrow, now itma, we learned like this. Tumas hameis. Not that we say if a kohen is tummy, he touched the mace. Is Rav Nachman omar hutra hi b'tzibur? The halacha is if a kohen wants to bring a korban tzibur, it's mamash hutra. Like even if you could find the kohen tahor, you don't have to. You're allowed to take metchila kohen tamei. I will soon see two mishnayos in Rav Nachman. But that's Rav Nachman shita that tum is called hutra hi b'tzibur. It's not a din of dechuya that b'dieved you're allowed to do it. No metchila it's hutra. It's mamash a het to gomer. There's no difference between a tum and a het and a tahor by a korban tzibur. For Rav Sheshi Sama, no. Dechuya hi b'tzibur. That we say a korban tzibur is not to be brought for tumah, it's only dechuya if you have no other way out. But metchila, you have to try and get a kohen that's tahor to do it. Trashi, the chui hi b'tzibur, afal pi shakorban tziba doicher oisa, even though the Torah says a korban tzibur, you're allowed to bring it in b'tumah, or the b'kushi hutra. It's like very hard the Torah was matter it. V'loi het to gom, it's not like really you're allowed to do it that way. V'chomadim etzina ladurim adrinan, anything we could do to make it be brought only b'tayra, you're supposed to do it. Shayasa b'tayra, anything we could do to let only a Kohen Torah do it, we're supposed to do it. That's Rosh Hashanah's Shita. But the Machlokes Rav Nachman and Rosh Hashanah is Tumah Hutra B'tzibur or Tumah Tchuyi B'tzibur. So we're asked two Lashonis now. One Lashon is, Heichod De'ikot Tumayim U'Tahirim B'hu Beisav. The Beisav always, that means these are the Kohanim that are set aside to do the Avodah today. As every day had another Beisav. So this is divided up in every day of the week. So the first Shita is, if in today's Kohanim, let's say you have 20 Kohanim that could do Avodah today, 10 of them are Tumayim, and 10 of them are Tahirim, so then we say, Kula Yalma Lefliga the Tahirim. The first sheet there is that even according to Rav Nachman, that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, but if your mamish have a choice, you have a Kohen Torah right there, that's today his base Av, he's supposed to do the Avodah today, Avadi is supposed to let the Tahirim do it. Is Tahirim Avdi? Tumayim Layavdi. We don't let the Tumayim do it. Now keep pligi, where is the machlokes then Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis? Lahadura yelasuya teirim beis av achrini. The question is, we're all the kahanim that are supposed to work today are all tameim. But we have other kahanim that today is not the beis av, but they could do avoida. That's the machlokes. But Rav Nachman nomer hetihi betzibor v'lohim agrinin. Rav Nachman says, of all the kahanim that are supposed to work today are all tameim, we don't have to look for anybody else, take another kohen. You're allowed to let them do it. The tumah. Rav Sheshes some. Rav Sheshes says no. The chuyi b'tzibur. That's how we're going to let kahanim tumeim bring a korban tzibur. That's only dochui. Means if you have no other choice, no other way out, they have to b'kusha. You're allowed to do it. Memelo madrinan. If you could find other kahanim, even though it's not that day to work today, still, if you could find other kahanim, go and find other kahanim. That's where the machlekes Rav Sheshes argues. But in the case where mamish today, you have kahanim there that are tahirim, even Rav Nachman holds, you're supposed to use them. That's the first lotion. And Ika the army, another lotion is no. That afilo heichad Ika Torim. Even if in today's Beis Av, the kahanim that are supposed to work today, mamish you have five Torim and five Tumeim, the Ika Torim or Tumeim, but who Beis Av, in today's kahanim, you have half and half, pligi. Still there's a machlokes. That Rav Nachman, Polag Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman still argues. The Omer and says, Avdi Nami Tumeim. Rav Nachman says, even though today your mamash have five kahanim that are Torim, so what? If the five kahanim that are Tumeim want to bring the korban, they're allowed to bring a korban tzibur. He says, the mamash hutra that negaya to a korban tzibur is as if the Torah never said the parsha of Tumeim, Tumah. So even though this korban is Tumah, is Tumeim, so what? The Torah never said a parsha of Tumah negaya to a korban tzibur, if it's Tumah meis. So if even though you have kahanim that are Torim, so what? These kahanim that are tameim are allowed to bring the korban. That's Rav Nachman Shita. The Yomer Avdi Nami Tameim. Why the whole tumas meis betzibur is Rachmona Sharya.